18 hammer falling in our lives. It ain't no hammer in a ring like mine. Yeah!
Funky Revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution.
Thank you. Aital, sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF, avec moi-même Khalid, ces espaces du rythme funky, international, la révolution. Cet espace, ça fait plus de 2 ans que je me suis pas retrouvé devant ce panneau, ce contrôleur au sein de la station. Là, on revient petit à petit sur les ondes et un tel plaisir être entouré par cet espace que on a connu depuis plus de 20 ans. J'espère que vous restez bien des nôtres avec moi. Découverte, haute masse, l'été, futurisme, peut-être afro pour cet envolé. On débute et on a débuté avec un nouveau album d'un clarinettiste, un saxophoniste britannique qui œuvre surtout dans le afrofuturisme, surtout dans une amalgame, une recherche dans la scène anglaise, mais également sud-africaine, avec le groupe The Ancestor, ou une forme de révision avec un regard vers le futur, ce créneau du futurisme que nous avons découvert au fil des années. Un peu inspiré par le fait que je vais, dans une deuxième partie de l'émission, profiler une autre clarinettiste, un autre membre, une chanteuse, pianiste, compositrice, militante, DJ, qui va en fait ouvrir le Festival du Peuple, Suni per il Popolo, qui débute le vendredi 3 juin. Et qui court à travers le mois de juin. Ça fait tellement bien de savoir qu'on peut de plus en plus voir ces artistes montréalais, canadiens et internationaux sur les scènes. Dans une semaine qui verra aussi le lancement de la programmation officielle du Festival international Nuit d'Afrique. Donc dans une deuxième partie, je retourne vers une compositrice, une musicienne très importante dans la scène à Chicago, autour des thématiques du afrofuturiste et ce jazz rythmé, cyclique, moderne qui a eu une renaissance et qui a une renaissance depuis 4-5 ans, comme on l'a profilé au fil des dernières années. Angel Bat Dawid. On y arrive dans la deuxième heure, mais c'est dans l'esprit de ce courant afrofuturiste, cette appropriation et réappropriation d'un passé, d'un regard futur, une réimagination autour des thématiques et une réinvigoration du jazz, comme on verra, surtout avec certains des musiciens qu'on va entendre dans la deuxième heure. Un peu comme toujours, la thématique « Summer » Futurism. J'ai trop imaginé que j'aurais un peu plus de temps que... Je ne sais pas pourquoi je fais ça. Donc l'idée derrière la mission devra être scindée dans le sens que j'ai juste trop de musique autour d'une thématique en fait pas très formelle, plus une inspiration qui va nous faire courir à travers des beats électro en provenance de l'Afrique du Sud, du Ouganda, mais aussi dans du jazz, une réflexion. Autour des amalgames et la renaissance de musique folklorique métissée avec les tendances actuelles en Afrique du Sud, dans le sud de l'Afrique, mais aussi en Afrique de l'Ouest. Donc, restez bien des nôtres avec moi-même. On continue avec un nouveau album. L'album, on a débuté, s'intitule African Culture. Ça vient de sortir sur l'étiquette Impulse. Et c'est son premier album solo pour un homme qui fait partie des groupes tels que Sons of Kemet, The Comet is Coming, un grand joueur. On va revenir sur cet album doux, réfléchi, résonnant, j'espère dans la deuxième heure. On arrive également dans un album qui vient de sortir de Johannesburg en Afrique du Sud. 6 membres d'un jazz éclectique, mais aussi cette renaissance, comme on l'a déjà vu, d'infuser dans le jazz cette rencontre avec le son électrique à la manière sud-africaine et des tonalités du restant du continent africain. L'album s'intitule « Finir le soleil »,« Finish the sun », vient de sortir. Le titre de l'album nous inspire en continuant. Voici le batteur Shane Cooper et le septet Mabuta sur les ondes du peuple. 90,3 MF à Montréal. The Mothership Connection. Funky Revolutions. Oups. On n'est pas habitué, hein?
Not to sell our souls. In between, remember how to speak.
No.
interesting project on CKUT 90.3 FM, Black Radio 3, just released, earlier this year. Robert Glasper, pianist, composer, producer, arranger, whose mission, in his own terms, is to reconnect jazz with black music and to have a new generation of youth appreciate the connection between jazz and contemporary cultures. And a lot of his work is built around jazz, hip-hop, soul, and R&B, from working with Kendrick Lamar to August Greene. He will be in town, in fact, as part of the Jazz Fest at Place des Arts on the 6th of July. My name is Khalid, and this is this space, this mothership we call Funky Revolutions. It's been over 2 years since I was in the studio as we begin to percolate back post-COVIDian chills and fears. We started the program with all contemporary music and gentlemen who really integrate their visions and have crossovers. We started with Shabaka. So, otherwise known as Shabaka Hutchins, Impulse just released his album, African Culture, a solo album. Really meditative and really a chance for him to stretch out on multi-instruments, from his clarinet and saxophone to the mbira. His fascination and his work with the African diasporic and Africana influences as he moves into Afrofuturist grooves, combinations, and reflections, whether it's in his work with Sons of Kemet, The Comet is Coming, or specifically, as we heard in the last kind of times we were listening to him last year, his work with the South African conglomeration called The Ancestors. A fascinating album, African Culture, and I hope to get back to more of it. Maybe not today, as usual. I doubled the amount of music around a theme that is influenced by our second hour. Suniparo Popolo begins on the 3rd, this coming Friday of June, and the first night is, in fact, Silver Vest 3 with Joe McPhee, and also Angel Bat Dawid at the Sala Rosa. That clarinetist is somebody who's fascinated us since her first Afrofuturist solo album, her first album, The Oracle, in 2019. I wanted to come back to some of her work as she'll be in town. From Shabaka, we went to Shane Cooper and Mabuta, actually a reference to a Japanese word that means the eye inside and out, and the kind of consciousness and reflection that they're working on. Maybe not the same kind of Afrofuturist template, but really a Pan-African vision of jazz, electro, and the other influences motivating this septet based around the bassist Shane Cooper. We heard the title track, Finish the Sun. So we'll have to kind of cinder and split in half some of the music that I wanted to play, and it may be not as coherent as I begin to pull tracks out that I thought, but I wanted to get into that, this informal theme of summer futurisms inspired in part by the work of Angel Bat Dawid, but also some of these players' new albums that interest me, and some from the past. We'll actually go to the past, a forward-looking song in the gives us the theme. This is Premonitions, about mid-1970s compilation work around them. This is Look Into the Future on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Feels really good to be back. Oh,
Russ.
I know I'm fine.
Russ.
But the money makes me handsome.
The Journey is Everything Tour.
If I seduce you, babe.
Saturday, May 28th, Place Bell.
Got the best song. Yeah, yeah.
Russ.
Got me going psycho.
With special guests, Boogies and Caitlin. Tickets on sale now at evenko.ca. Russ, The Journey is Everything Tour.
And the fans are asking for it. They're loving it.
What they want, what they want, what they want.
Swanee Parolpopolo is back, and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Swanee is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Sony happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places, and, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out SonyParolPopolo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune into the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m. The Swanee crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT co-presentation. Something ain't right.
from Montreal. The Liquor Store recently released Colossus, their album. That was a live version of Upgrades. They'll be playing, I know they have dates here in Montreal at the beginning of July and across Quebec at some point this summer. To watch out for an album that returns them to their jazz roots and that kind of electro-funk that they like to do without all the vocal collaborators of their previous album. This, I guess, sextet that's been performing and releasing music since 2015 here in Montreal. Before them, Other Montrealers, an album that I really quite like from, I think, 2020, Any Day Now. We heard The Brooks with The Crown. And then a couple of messages. The beginning of the set from 1975-ish, Premonitions with Look Into the Future, the loose theme or thematic that I had programmed today, but that I got to split up. And we went from there to a group that's been active since 2009 out of Baltimore, Maryland. Pigeons playing ping pong. They describe themselves as basically, and that's what they are, funk jam band. Very active. They released Perspective earlier this year, the album. We heard Water. My name is Khalid, and as we begin the descent in our first hour into other themes in the second hour, I'm going to have to juggle a little bit some of the choices I'd made. I don't know why the theme that I had was very loose, summer futurisms, and I wanted to play too much really exciting music that I guess I'll postpone until next week. The trio, South African doing electro Afro house, Philly Munkasi, or the Ugandan's new Ugandan artist Faisal Mostrix, along that kind of, well, similar vein, much more stripped down, looking at hip hop kind of echoing through the electro, but also using those resonances of Ugandan folk music and rhythms. So I guess I'm going to have to push that over a little bit because the second hour is really focused on some of the work of Angel Bat Dawid, who we introduced back in 2019 when we were looking at Afrofuturism as a formal theme, and she had just released The Oracle in 2019. She'll be here in town opening with Joe McPhee and Silverfest 3, the Suni Per il Popolo Festival, and I wanted to come back to some of her music and also give you a sense of her live feel. She'll also be doing a workshop masterclass type of thing on the 4th of June, next Saturday at 2 o'clock, and that's free. Won't be going through all of the programming of Suni Per il Popolo, but you can check out their website, and CKUT will actually be, in some sense, collaborating. Not only do we feature some of their programs, sponsor some of the shows, but we have this programming called Montreal Sessions, where we invite guest musicians, and this month will be dedicated to the programming and profiles at the festival. But check them out. Before we get there, though, I wanted to kind of can't impossibly note some of the themes that have riveted us in the streets across the world, and particularly through events in the United States. First of all, let's go to Robert Glasper. I played one track from him earlier from his Black Radio 3 just released. We heard Why We Speak featuring Esperanza Spalding and Q-Tip. Radio 3 is really a collaborative element as he plays his piano and seeks to connect with the hip-hop vibe as he has throughout his career. Really quite an interesting album for a gentleman who'll be here on the 6th of July. I'm going to take one more track. I wanted to play three or four, but we'll get there maybe next week. This is the opening track, in fact, featuring Amir Suleiman, and sets the tone 2 years after the murder of George Floyd. This is Robert Glasper and In Tune.
I heard him call out. I heard him call for his mother, and I didn't even call my mother. I wanted to avoid talking about the elephant in the room, the pig on my neck, the devil on detail. We were born of a people who were torn from their people for the root of all evil. From it sprung the trunk, the branches, and the fruit of all evil. Unless they need you, they act as if they don't see you, besiege you, and tell you to cooperate as if it's something you agreed to. But for a criminal's constitution, nothing's illegal, except people who were once property, destroying property, upheaval. Keep your eye on the sparrow, the bald eagle, defeathered and beheaded at the stoop of the steeple, guarded by soldiers, stupid yet lethal. It doesn't matter if a liar has a republic or democracy or monarchy, it's malarkey. Don't mind me if I seem a little off key or I sing a little off key. But when we're on keys, we can unlock things. Souls freed, otherwise held hostage. On the ebony and ivory with the heart of a Gnostic but hands of a locksmith. A pharmacist, a prescription for the toxic, eating away at our subconscious. Eight ball in a corner pocket, eight ball on a corner carpet. How can we stop it when the cops and the robbers, money is their religion, they follow the same prophets. So don't mind me if I seem a little off key or I sing a little off key. But once we're in tune, oh, we can conduct the cosmos. Conductor of the orchestra, conductor of the underground railroad. Don't you see the kick, the thump, the heart, the crashing cymbals as symbols of shields? No Captain America, no cap in America. If you're black and a finger snap, fade the black in America. So don't mind me if I seem a little off key or I sing a little off key. More than mere melody, using horn and string to quarantine from a disease that sees us as less as human and more as things. So we don't play music, we pray music. Those same nooses hang useless, raise the dead like Jesus did. We don't play music, we pray music. Vivid, lucid dreams let loosen the pure hearts with divine acoustics. We lay blueprints at the blue note. I come from a people transmuted, transformed by song. Until the musicians are translucent, until you see through them and see through this and bear witness to the oneness that from nothingness brought forth all of existence. So don't mind me if I seem a little off key or I sing a little off key. It's more than mere melody. I'm in tune. We're in tune.
Of America is racist. Yeah, we all know it, but nothing ever changes. They part of the system that puts us in cages. Time to break out, every race, all ages. This is not anarchy, this is what changes. You don't have the right to tell me what my pain is, or tell me how to protest, or tell me what my aim is. You the fucking problem, that's where the blame is. Cops killing black people, that's what insane is. Weak politicians, we know what your name is. You can vote while I'm getting choked by a racist. All the actualizations against us are baseless. They falsifying evidence and burying the cases. FDP, yeah, we done heard it before. What we looking at is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw. Yeah, we done heard it before. What we looking at is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw. Of that criminal justice, they run that. They can have guns, but ask me where my gun at. They the criminals, but it's me they wanna come at. Who's telling them to put their gun back? Of that, when it's gonna end? Being killed by cops is the sixth leading cause of death for black men. And then the courts don't convict them when the camera shows they the criminals and we are the victims. Yeah, we done heard it before. What we looking at is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw. Yeah, we done heard it before. What we looking at is the beginning of civil war. Finally, we just might be getting right to the core. The proof and then the truth of that murder we just saw. And there'll always be one more. As long as white society holds the monopoly on all law. Either or, that's the only law we follow. Cause colonial custom is what we train to model. Shots in the air, this is just another day for me. Modern day slavery still requires the bravery. Street photography, making slavery plain
lunacy. We used to die aimlessly, now the camera aims at me. One shot saving me, the other shot slaying me. But how is this condition any different from slavery? White supremacy is still trying to enslave us when our voice is ignored unless white folks save us. I appreciate the protest for sure, but when we gonna end the monopoly of white law? We follow they laws while they follow none. We told to be peaceful while they busting their gun. Yeah, we